Sure, I'm glad you asked that because it just so happens that I just finished writing a book that answers that question. So, the book has been a test, in fact, a series of tests, but we finally reached the point where we're ready to publish it. I even brought the semi-final proof, just so you know, I wasn't kidding. And it's now titled Coming Full Circle, The Secret of the Singularity. So it's about this this global situation, and it's written to help people deal with the impossible conflicts and oppressions and tyrannies and collapse of the system and the loss of freedom and the loss of health and all of the threats that people face. And to be able to find the solution through spiritual empowerment and to understand that all of this is perfect. You see, there are some people who are seeing this only through the lens of good and evil, and that, oh, these people are violating the Nuremberg Code and all of that. While that makes sense at the level of the ego, there's a higher level that we must understand why this is happening. And if you try to approach it just at that level and try to beat it by anger and political action rather than the action of becoming super normal in your level of consciousness so that a higher vibrational frequency can take over the noetic field, you're not going to make it, because it's the very ego consciousness that has caused the situation to happen. And so it can't be solved even at the level of a righteous ego. It has to be solved at a higher level. But the whole course of history that has led to this, the nature of the structure of the social order as a macrocosm of the ego structure and of each level of this fractally organized universe is coordinated and are all acting simultaneously and synchronously. And so if we are going to resolve this in the optimal way, then we have to understand it from the level of consciousness from which this situation has emanated and is approaching its climactic moment. And what is the intention of that highest power for us to be able to respond to this situation and to use it to attain the highest intentions of that consciousness that's putting us through this test. And so it's going to require tremendous growth, tremendous sacrifice, tremendous letting go of everything we took for granted and were attached to and felt we had a right to and all of those things in order to become very humble and live in naked awareness, in total presence, because we don't even know if we'll be alive tomorrow. We have no ground to stand on, and everyone is being put into that position. We have no idea if the earth is going to shake tomorrow and the whole city is going to collapse. Those things are happening, every kind of disaster. And so if we understand the perfection of this and how it is forcing us to return to God consciousness, then we will be able to pass through the eye of the needle without being harmed and with realizing that all of this was a training for reaching that level of consciousness that is able to dream new worlds into being and to sustain them so that evil does not occur and so that the kinds of situations we're facing do not erupt and destroy the happiness of the beings who inhabit that plane. But we have fallen to too low a level to be able to sustain this plane of consciousness, and so it's cracking apart, just as every ego is cracking up and collapsing. And it requires reaching that level of total unified consciousness as the supreme self that encompasses and pervades all that is in order to be able to resolve and bring unity and a rebirth and restoration of goodness in our world. And that's the test of the human spirit. And those who are warriors and who are willing to serve God, they will do the impossible and reach that level of the angelic order and be able to function, even if they are without a body. And you know, today there are many people dying, mass death, whether it's from the injection or from other causes. But a lot of these beings are dying with great anger, and they're furious because they realize they've been killed, they've been murdered. And so there are a lot of angry ghosts also on the plane right now. And I think that the people who are doing this act at the ego level are not aware that if you kill someone, that does not eliminate them. Their energy is still here. And they will be haunting the ones who did this and sometimes possessing them and taking them over. There are all kinds of conflicts that are happening, that people being possessed and people having nightmares and terrors and all kinds of psychic phenomena that are paranormal, that are caused by this situation of all of these angry ghosts. And you have also the interaction of angelic forces and of the forces of the ultimate reality that are configuring the vibrational frequency to be ready to be sucked back into the singularity and purified, and all of these conflicts resolved in the complete saturation by that supreme light that washes away all egos and brings everyone back into God realization. So all of that is going to happen, and then everyone, of course, will know this was a great blessing, and all of this was a wonderful denouement to the epic play that we've been watching, and everyone is now determining what part they want to have in that play, whether hero or villain, angel or demon, or whatever part, which will then prepare them, because we are auditioning now for the future parts in the next cycle if we want to play in the next round of this summer stock theater that we're in. And it will depend on how high you got to the script that God wants you to be able to memorize, internalize as a divine being, to be able to play such a role in the age that is about to come, once we pass beyond the singularity into the new manifestation. So this book is basically a manual to help people and to give a sense of where we are in that process and how we can accelerate our own development to take advantage of the blessings that are hidden in the situation and the potentialities of our consciousness to become empowered to respond to it in the service of God in a way that will produce the highest, not only karmic outcome, but also the outcome that will bring the greatest joy to the greatest number through our own sacrifice of the ego. Okay, so I hope that was of some help. At least I got to plug the book. So, like I say, it started out simply as an intention to publish the essays that were collected that I had written. These were all originally essays from 2003. And then when I read them again, I said, oh, no, I can't publish these as they were. I've got to develop the ideas. Some are just too short or too superficially expressed. And as I got into developing them and wanting to artistically express it, I also was receiving more downloads, like Kalyan was expressing, and suddenly it was becoming a different book entirely, even though it's still based on those same original essays, but now completely revised for relevance for people now. So they're no longer the 2003 essays, but they are works that were downloaded to help people deal with what is here and what is coming in the next year or two that will bring this whole world process to a climax. Okay? So I hope that we will be able to have a book group soon and go over it and study it so that we can get even more implications of the text and be able to internalize it. Okay, And then I have another book coming out that will take it further, but that's another story. But this is, I think, also going to help a lot of people in our planetary sangha out there who won't be able to come to the ashram to have access to this information. For anyone who is on the spiritual journey, I think they'll find it useful, hopefully, at any rate. But it comes from a very high level that I was open enough to be able to transmit. And it was a great honor to be able to serve as the delivery boy of this information, but not the source of it as an individual. So I do look forward to having the Sangha read it together and process this to turn it into power.